Viral hemorrhagic septicemia, or VHS, is believed to be killing some fish in the Lake Winnebago system. So the DNR wants emergency rules previously covering anglers and boaters in the Great Lakes to apply to users of most of Wisconsin's largest inland lake watershed as well. Those rules cover the transport of live fish, the use of live bait, and making sure water is drained from boats. DNR Secretary Scott Hassett will ask the DNR board today to broaden the rules to at least Lake Winnebago, even though he says his agency won't be punishing violators just yet.
You know, I think we're in an educational period. Our interest is not in wardens going out there and issuing fines. It's typical with any new rule we put in place, we want the public to get used to it. And the emphasis for the time being is on telling them they're in violation and getting them in compliance.
The DNR has also announced other steps aimed at preventing the spread of VHS, including a temporary halt to stocking from state fish hatcheries and state transfers of fish between lakes. The DNR is also gearing up to more closely watch other inland lakes that draw a lot of tourists. But if those measures fail and VHS does spread, the DNR hopes the Natural Resources Board will okay a procedure to let the fish, boat, and bait rules automatically expand to more water bodies without the board having to meet numerous times. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.